The announcement this morning by the Agriculture Minister Senzeni Zakwana of the steps being taken by government to contain the outbreak of avian flu, which has already resulted in a ban on the sale of live chickens. I asked the Minister what measures they're able to implement.
What we've done first, we have made the point that the two farms, which are only in one province of Mpumalanga, are quarantined, and all the chicks that were in the farm that was where we detected first, all the chicks have been culled, and so that we don't risk any spread from it, and all the eggs from the other broiler have been destroyed. But beyond that, therefore, we have agreed, there's been an agreement between our officials and Poultry South Africa, that we allow some sales of live chickens, but in a controlled manner, such that we will only sell from areas we know that there are no reports of this influenza, as well as a recording by a private institution that must record to make sure that we know who sold what to, and we make sure that we prevent any possible spread beyond the two farms we have detected on the 22nd of June.
So, in other words, you're partially lifting the ban imposed earlier this week on the sale of live birds?
Yes, we're doing so because we don't want to punish people unnecessarily. And two, we believe that if there is a cooperation between the department and the Poultry Association or any other person who is involved, and we allow a process that is managed, we will not be spreading the disease beyond. Remember, this influenza, up to now, has no records that it has caused any harm to individuals. But we have to comply with the OIE protocols to make sure that as a country, we can be able to sell chicks that are free of this influenza. We have refused, by the way, the approach by others that we need to vaccinate our chicks, because it will be against the protocols as well. And many of our markets don't approve of this vaccination, as it may have other unintended consequences.
And Minister, the farmers that will have to cull their flocks, I mean, they'll lose millions of rand, some of them. I don't think there's any insurance for them. Are you able to help those farmers in any way?
According to the Act, of Animal Health, the Director of Animal Health will evaluate the cost to the farmer, and will look at the at what should be the compensation thereof, because the Act allows us to compensate farmers whose animals have been culled because we want to prevent this disease.
That's the Minister of Agriculture, Senzeni Zakwana.